Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. It's intelligent to be in a good state. It's stupid to be in a bad state of mind. That shows that we aren't intellectually using everything to our abilities.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Are you having a hard time finding great investment properties? Unfortunately, the best deals are rarely found locally. Successful investing begins with the right properties in the right markets. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best deals across the U.S. Our simple, proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly cash flow. Get your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Out-of-State Real Estate Investing at noradarealestate.com/guide. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com/guide.
Do you know how you can benefit from crowdfunding? If you haven't checked out our special series, Best Crowdfunding Crash Course Ever, presented by Patch of Land, then you need to. It's episodes 152, 159, 166, and 173, because you'll hear from the industry's leading crowdfunding experts on how you can benefit by getting involved, whether it's getting access to funds for your deal or passively investing in other people's deals. The time is now to get started. Go to patchofland.com/best ever to grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Hi there, best ever listeners. Welcome to the third and final edition of Skillset Sundays series, where I talk about the top 30 lessons learned from the Unleash the Power Within event with Tony Robbins I went to, because after attending this event, I was like, oh my gosh, I have to share what I'm learning with the best ever listeners, because I know it can be applicable to your life, your business, your real estate ventures, and everything else you choose to apply these lessons to. So if you haven't listened to the first two episodes, definitely pause this right now and go check out the other two episodes. The first one was the, 30 through 21. And then the last Sunday's was 20 through 11. Actually, 20 through 10. So somewhere I did 11 in one of them. But today's, I saved the best for last. It's 9 through 1. The top lessons I learned from the Tony Robbins Unleash the Power Within Seminar. And again, I'm not making any money on this. I'm not an affiliate. I just want to share the knowledge that I got from this incredible four-day seminar because I know it will benefit you when you implement it, as I am as well. So number nine, and by the way, this list of the top 30, you can actually download it on today's episode's show notes page. So just go to joefailless.com and go to the podcast tab, and then you'll see this podcast, and then you can download this list of 30. That way, you know, I know I'm kind of talking fast in some episodes. You might not be able to write down all of the different lessons and the stories behind them. So I have it in a nice little document for you. You can download it and you can, you know, access it whenever you want. So number nine, I can wire myself to feel whatever I want to feel, whenever I want to feel it. That was something that was conditioned to us over and over again throughout the seminar, is that you can wire yourself to feel whatever you want to feel whenever you want to feel it. And what an incredible revelation that was for me. One of the exercises we did is, and it was so silly, and I quite frankly still couldn't quite get into it even in the moment, but was to force ourselves to laugh and just think of a funny story and laugh out loud and just enjoy it, and then laugh even more, think of something funnier and laugh and funnier and funnier. And in this room of 7,000 people, there was people just cracking up just naturally, because what happens is whenever we start laughing at something, even if it's manufactured laughter, we build momentum in that laughter. And then eventually we start laughing just because it's funny, because we're laughing at nothing. And then we start thinking of funny stuff and laughing more and more. And that right there taught me that we can wire ourselves. We can make ourselves feel whatever emotions we want to feel. We just have to know how to manufacture those emotions. And it all boils down to, how do we want to feel? Because if we're in a depressed state, then we're choosing to feel that way because we aren't consciously making a decision to not feel that way. So if we don't want to feel depressed, if we don't want to feel stressed, then don't feel it. Feel other emotions. And it's important to know the triggers that happen whenever we start feeling that way, so that we can identify those triggers and we can change our state and go somewhere else and mentally. And one of the things that Tony said is, it's intelligent to be in a good state. It's stupid to be in a bad state of mind. It's just stupid, because that shows that we aren't intellectually using everything to our abilities, because we're choosing to be in a state and we're not intellectually identifying other states that we should be in and going there. Number eight is a question. What if you thought life is happening for you and not to you? What if you thought life is happening for you and not to you? If you've seen any of Tony Robbins' videos on Date with Destiny, that's in the promo video where he asks that question. But thinking about that question and internalizing it, what if life was happening for us and not to us? How would we approach it? When we have an investor and the investor backs out at the last minute, what if that investor, that consequence was not happening to me, but was happening for me to prepare for more relationships that need to be created and to get more money from other investors to, you know, supplement what was the void that was left? And then what happens with those relationships? Well, that's going to grow our network, and that's going to help us expand our business because of the initial investor who backed out at the last minute. What if life is happening for us and not to us? How would we approach things? Number seven, do what you did at the beginning of a relationship and there won't be an end. Do what you did at the beginning of a relationship and there won't be an end. It's amazing how our relationships evolve over time and we become comfortable with each other. We become, in some cases, in the bad scenarios, we become complacent and we take each other for granted. But if we think about how we act at the beginning of relationships, where we're wanting to impress, we're smiling, we're happy, we're enjoying things, we're finding ways to have fun, we're finding opportunities to smile, we're constantly seeking to serve and help the other person reach their needs. What if we had that approach throughout our entire relationship with the person? There wouldn't be an end. Do what you did at the beginning of a relationship and there won't be an end. Number six, complexity is the enemy of execution, says Tony Robbins. Complexity is the enemy of execution. So think about when you wanted to do, let's say, house flipping. And if you were to think about every single step of the process, from getting money and the type of money and the interest rates and the type of return that you need and how do you find deals, and there aren't a lot of deals out there, and you know, the wholesale network's a pretty tight group and you're not sure if you can break in, you don't know anyone in that network, and you're not quite sure what spreadsheet to use. If you thought about all the complexities around flipping, then you wouldn't do it. But if you take a step back, which I'm sure you do because you're a best ever listener, and you think, well, what are the main components of a wholesale process or a flipping process? Well, I need to find the flip, I need to fund it, I need to fix it, and then I need to flip it. That's it. And by the way, that's a series, the best flipping series ever. You can go check out in the month of March, where every Sunday we release a new episode on how to flip a property, the best ever flipping series. But when we think about it from a simplistic standpoint, then we can execute and be successful. And then we build the momentum that we talked about on previous skill set Sunday episodes with this series. And that momentum will lead to more positive action, lead to progress, lead to happiness, lead to fulfillment, and we'll be more successful in our job. Number five, no such thing as work-life balance. The key is work-life integration. And that's huge because so often I look to see, okay, how do I balance out my life? Well, life doesn't happen that way. There's no such thing as a balance. There's no such thing as having equal portions of work in dating or intimate relationships and family and friends and spending time. And it just doesn't happen. So we have to integrate as much as possible. And this doesn't mean, you know, take your kids to work day, but although literally it could, this means when we're working, we should be doing stuff that is also fulfilling other needs. So we should be doing stuff that is important to us, that we find fulfillment in, where we're serving, where we're doing what we know we're supposed to be doing, and involving others along the way. If you like to volunteer, then having your loved ones volunteer with you. If you are working your real estate business, then involving them in that process to whatever extent they want to be involved, so that they feel that it's not just your pet project, but it's an integrated process that they're all involved in. And because ultimately, having everybody on board with what you're doing, especially your family, is going to be necessary for your long-term success in the business, or that's going to cause some serious issues down the road. Number four, our state and blueprint control our life. So what is our state? We've talked about our state. It's the emotional, psychological, the physical, energy, mentality, frame of mind that we have in our blueprint. The blueprint is, well, what's a blueprint? Blueprint is the outline of how we see the world. A blueprint is the outline of the structure. So when we talk about our own blueprint, it's how we see the world, how we envision the world to be. And when we have our blueprint say a certain thing or show a certain thing, then that's going to create different directions in our life. So for example, if our blueprint says that in order to be happy, we have to have $20,000,000 and 39 cents, then we're not going to be happy until we have $20,000,000 and 39 cents. But if our blueprint were to say we need to have service to as many people as possible, and as a result of serving as many people as possible, then we're going to be taken care of financially and then some, and have abundance to give to others, then that's what we're going to be driving towards. So our blueprint, how we see the world, and our state of mind for how we approach the world based on the blueprint are what control our life.
Crowdfunding. You've heard about it, and now it's time to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is a leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com
PHNX.com/best ever and grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's PHNX.com/best ever. Number three, I love this saying, change expectations to appreciation. If we change everything that we expect to happen to appreciating everything we have in our life, that will be an incredible thing. It will just flood our minds with gratitude, and you can't feel other emotions whenever you feel gratitude. It will flood our minds with being grateful for and appreciative of the things that we have, and we'll approach the world from a different place than if we expect things to happen. Because when we expect things to happen, then there's a sense of almost anxiety, at least with me, there's a sense of anxiety. But when we appreciate things that we have and we then approach it from a standpoint of, hey, I'm really grateful that I have this, it doesn't mean that I don't have goals, because I absolutely do, as we've talked about before. But I have an appreciation for where I'm at, and I want to continue to grow and serve and do what I know I'm here to do, because these are my passions and these are what I love, and this is how it helps others. And we talked about passion in one of the previous episodes as well, as one of the skill set episodes as well. Number two, the best way to destroy a limiting belief is to get in experience. The number one way to overcome a mental block that we have is to get some sort of positive experience that shows that we can overcome it. If we think we can't do it, then we need to experience something that shows we can do it. It can be a small thing. If I think that I can't, I keep going back to, you know, raising money for my deals, but let me go to a different example. If I think I can't find an apartment community that is a good value for my investors, then what I need to do is, one, I need to reference a previous community that I purchased, and that shows me I can. But if I don't have that experience, then I simply look at other people who have purchased that apartment community, been in a similar or worse situation, and have succeeded. And even more personal, if we get a personal experience that shows that we can do it, perhaps it's through getting a lead from somebody through direct mail, and then you have a good conversation, it gets that positive momentum going. So the best way to destroy a limiting belief, because we all have limiting beliefs, is to get some sort of personal experience that shows that you can do it. And you can get that through books, from, you know, reading about other people who have been in that certain situation. You can get that from just referencing different points in your life where you have overcome something like that. Or you can get that from doing it on your own to get that momentum, like that phone call that I mentioned with the, you know, with the lead where someone responds to your direct mail in that one example. And then lastly, number one thing I learned from the Tony Robbins Unleash the Power Within event is a bigger vocabulary equals a better life. Think about the way you describe your day. Think about the way you greet others. Think about the things you say. What do you say when somebody says, how are you doing? Do you say, I'm fine? Do you say, I'm good? Do you just customarily say, I'm doing well? Do you say, outstanding? Do you say, fantastic? Do you say, better than most? What do you say when somebody asks you, how's your day going? Because when we expand our vocabulary and we expand what we say in certain circumstances, then we're going to expand how we feel in that moment. And when we expand how we feel in that moment, then we're going to act differently. And when we act differently, we produce different results. This was mind-blowing for me whenever we covered it in the seminar. When we use words that are real, it will change us. When we use the words that are real. So if we just got done with seeing the most incredible concert of our lives, the next day someone asks, how was it? I would normally, before I learned this, I'd say, it is really good. It's really good. Now, I would say, it was outstanding. I was like 15 rows back or jamming out or jumping up and down. I was with a really good friend. We were having a blast. They played, you know, Motorcycle Drive-By, one of my favorite songs, Third Eye Blind song. I had the reference Third Eye Blind. And it was just an incredible experience, that one of the top concerts I've ever seen in my entire life. That type of emotion, that type of description will change the conversation that I have with that individual, and it'll also change the experience that I have in my mind. Therefore, I'll have different associations connected to that experience, and it will lead me to different places. Words create the emotions of our life. Words create the emotion of our life. That's one thing they mentioned. And when we use different words, if something happens and we go through a major challenge, notice I call it a challenge, not a major issue, not a major problem. It's a major challenge. It's an inconvenience. It's a lesson. It's a character building day. The words that we choose to describe things directly tie into the emotions that we have. And when we use intelligent words, when we reach into our vocabulary and we choose empowering words and choose words that really describe what we mean, not just words we've conditioned ourselves to use, but when we use words that truly describe what we mean, then we're going to have different emotions, we're going to have different actions, and we're going to have a different life. Best ever listeners, I hope you enjoyed these top 30 tips. You can go download this document on my website. Just go to joefralis.com, then click the podcast tab and go to this episode. You'll get the link to download it. Thank you so much for listening, being a loyal best ever listener. If you have any questions about this, feel free to tweet at me at Joe Fairless, or you can check out my Facebook page, facebook.com/meetJoeFairless, M-E-E-T, Joe Fairless. I hope you have a best ever week, and I will talk to you soon.
Hey you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes, so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.